Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening, and welcome to the show. My name is Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach. Every week on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I engage in a conversation about what it is to live your life in the world of yes. I talk about designing your extraordinary prosperous life by design. I'm a life coach and a business consultant, and I specialize in breaking down the barriers that block you from what you're committed to achieving in life. My background is in personal development, communications, team management, and years of empowering individuals and leading transformational programs so that people can break through to the life that they always dreamed was possible. I call myself a yes coach, and the process that I designed is the science of yes. So join me each week, and I'll guide you to having it all. And you don't have to let your fears keep you frozen in place in life. Take it on. Take on everything that life has to offer. Say yes. Say yes to life. Please visit my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach4u.com. You can go there and find out more about me. You can visit me on Facebook. I want you to feel and actually experience what it is to live your own life from yes. You can come on my program and get your questions answered, specifically if you're thinking about starting a business or if you're looking at creating a business plan or anything around getting your business from startup to the next level. I can support you. I focus on spiritual and health practitioners and creative artists. I can help you run your career as a business and not as a hobby. Even if you're currently working full-time and you do your business on the side, I can support you in getting your business up and running. I accept telephone calls as questions and interact with people over the air, so feel free to call me. The number to call is 323-642-1207. That's 323-642-1207. Call, and I'll be more than happy to discuss with you anything you want to talk about, living your life inside of yes. Sometimes people call me, they're struggling with something in their life. Maybe they have a full-time JOB, a job where they have a supervisor or a boss who doesn't understand them or treats them badly. They interact with me about the possibility of what it would look like to create their own business. Well, I have a program that I teach called Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. Inside of my Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise program, I actually will teach you how to start a business on your own time, a side business, a network marketing business. I will teach you how to rank and how to get leads and how to sell your products, whatever company you choose, and how to get yourself to a point where you're making enough money where your job is in the past. I can help you and I can support you standing in the world of yes. So let's talk a little bit about what you're struggling with. I know that the times are really rough right now. Left and right, there's so much going on. It's hard to fathom what people are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. You know, every time you pick up the newspaper or you look online, there's headlines about some celebrity who's committed suicide. Suicide, for goodness sake. I mean, you think to yourself that you're struggling. You don't have enough money to pay your bills. You don't have enough money to do the things you want to do. And you think, if only I had the money, if only I had the recognition, if only I had a life that was fueled and I could get back on my feet and get myself resolved. You've had some setbacks or something happened, and a divorce or someone passed away, and it threw you off kilter. And you just need space. You need time. You need the funds to get back on your feet. And if you had that, everything would be okay. It would all turn out. And then you hear about, you know, somebody who takes their own life who has all of that. They have everything you think that if you had, you'd be happy. And they weren't happy. They were so unhappy that they ended their life. And that's just like really, it's startling. It's kind of hard to fathom. And when you talk about it and you think about it, what's there for you is just, how could it happen? How could it be? How could somebody who had what you might determine is everything, the money, the gorgeous trophy wife, everything you can imagine, they have that, and yet they take their own life. Why? What kind of world do we live in where that's what's happening? That's what people are doing. Is that they're just ending it. They're giving up. They're taking their own life. And you might be wondering that. I know I do. What's going on? Why are they doing that? Why are they so unhappy? What I can share with you, you know, I can imagine what they're going through. I can imagine how despair and upset could make somebody decide that they want to end it all. Why I coach people and why I contribute to people from the world of yes is because I say that life generates and resonates with the energy of yes. I truly believe this. And there is always going to be a solution to whatever you're dealing with, whatever your problem is. You have to be willing to be in communication with the people in your life. You need to be willing to reach out, to ask for support, to ask for the help you need. You need to be able to get past this moment in time. Whatever's going on for you in life currently, in this moment, that's having you want to end your life. You know, tomorrow is another day, and anything can happen on that day, no matter what. I'm so completely clear that a lot of what's going on today is a function of a lot of the stuff that we're dealing with that are not things that people in the past generations have had to deal with. We are actually grappling with things that have never happened before. And I know the political context that's happening in our nation is disturbing. You know, the things every day, the headlines about what's going on in politics, what's going on in the world. Canada just had an election. I have friends who live in Canada who tell me that this election that they just recently had ended up being disappointing for many people, that it's on the same level as when we had our election and our president was elected, and there were so many people who were completely devastated that he won this election, and they were unhappy about it. They were in total disagreement of it. They didn't feel that he should be president. They didn't want him to be president. And, you know, many of them wish that he wasn't president, and they're very vocal about that. They're very, very vocal about it. And, you know, I think they're entitled to their opinions. They're totally entitled to their opinions. But I don't think that what they're to do is to spend your time complaining about it. I'm not a complainer, and I don't advocate complaining. I think that you can find a way to have your life work for you without complaining about what's not working. I teach all of my clients this philosophy I have, this yes energy that I have about complaints. Complaints are usually, it's interesting. A lot of times the things that we complain about are things that, you know, we can do something about. And yet we don't do it. We don't do whatever it's going to take to have that situation not be the way that it is, so that there's nothing to complain about. We don't take it on. I mean, the fact is that what you want is you want to be able to create for your life everything that you desire that will make you happy. Everything that you desire that will make you happy. The problem is that if you're complaining about it and you're operating like you can't have it, then there's the thing. You know, you can have anything you want, anything you want. Specifically, you have to be willing to say you want it, and you have to be willing to take the actions that are correlate to fulfilling and having it. So in other words, what I'm saying is that you have to be willing, if you want something, you have to be willing to go forward and take action correlate with those things. So in other words, you have to be willing to roll up your sleeves and get to work. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. It may sound like I'm simplifying difficult situations and saying, you know, that what I believe is that you're not really struggling, you're not really suffering, you're not really having the problems that you are having. But I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you're not having problems. I'm not saying that at all. I recognize that people have problems. I do. And I recognize that those problems can seem overwhelming. I recognize that as well. I want you to know that I'm here for people who are struggling and can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, because there is one. There's a light at the end of the tunnel for everybody. There's no such thing as something that can't be managed or handled. And I've dealt with some pretty devastating issues. I don't want you to think that I sit here every week and talk from la-la land. You know, I've experienced a lot of things that would cause people to want to give up. I've experienced those things. My oldest child committed suicide. You know, I found and bought and lived in my dream home and then lost it to foreclosure. I have been beaten by my significant other, put in the hospital. I've been attacked. I've been assaulted sexually. I could go on a litany, a laundry list of the things that I've dealt with in my life, the things that I've had happen to me in my life, the things that have shaped me into who I am, because who I am is a stand that women specifically, but everyone particularly, can have happiness, success, and power in their life, and they don't have to be a victim of their circumstances. The Science of Yes is a technology that I created around my mindset, which is optimistic. It is hard to be somebody who is a happy person in an environment that such that we've created for ourselves in this nation, where, you know, people are focused on their monetary desires. People are focused on their what kind of car they drive, how much money is in their bank account, whether or not they have a six-pack, and if they have the latest smartphone. People are caught up with the material things of life. And don't get me wrong, I don't mean to say that you shouldn't be. I actually don't have a problem with you wanting the good things in life. I happen to believe my philosophy is very much grounded in that you're supposed to have the best in life, that life is designed for you to have the best in life. I truly believe this. And, you know, one of the biggest breakthroughs that I had in my life is when I discovered the author Catherine Ponder, who is, she is a prosperity advocate. She's a coach. And she wrote a book, a very powerful, profound, potent book. And the book is called Open Your Mind to Prosperity. Open Your Mind to Prosperity, Open My Mind. And one of the precepts of that book, and I highly recommend it if you're listening to me now and you pay attention to what I say, then write this down. Catherine Ponder wrote a book called Open Your Mind to Prosperity. In that book, one of her precepts is that as a child of God, as someone who is here on the planet, you are owed as your birthright prosperity and abundance. So if you live in poverty, and I don't mean that you're on welfare, I mean you may be on welfare to me, I don't know. That's not what I'm pointing to. In many cases, the people on welfare are doing better off than you because they have a steady check coming in and they have food stamps, they can buy food, put food on the table. And there are some of you that I know that listen to me that are struggling from paycheck to paycheck and do everything you can just to pay your rent, to pay your car note, your insurance. When whatever's left over, you're able to buy some food, and there's nothing left. And you can hear when I say that Catherine Ponder in her book, Open Your Mind to Prosperity, says that you have a birthright that entitles you to prosperity and abundance. It entitles you to what you want. If you want it, you can have it. You specifically manifest it by asking for it. And that is the science of yes. You can have whatever you want, whatever it is. I don't care how absurd it seems to somebody else. I don't care if people are telling you you can't have it. I'm here to tell you, whoever is naysaying and telling you you cannot have what you want, they are full of buckets. It is not true. You can have whatever you want. You only have to be willing to do two things. Whatever it is you're thinking of, whatever it is you're hoping for, whatever it is you're dreaming about, you only have to do two things to have it. I promise. This is what I'm saying. The two things you have to do if you want something badly, you want it, you can feel it with the entire being of your existence. If you want this thing, it's yours. All you have to do is be willing to say out loud that you want that thing. Like, you know, like no kidding, like to say it, I want that. And the second thing, you have to be willing to take the actions that are correlated with your having that thing. So I'll say it again. You can have anything. You can have anything you want. You have to be willing to do two things. Two things. You have to be willing to say you want that thing, and you have to be willing to take the actions correlate to you having that thing. So for instance, if you want a relationship, the perfect man, the perfect woman, the one, you want a relationship, you want the one, you have to be willing to say you want that thing. You have to be willing to acknowledge out loud that that is what you want. And I don't mean pretend that you are saying it. I mean say it out loud. You don't have to walk up to strangers in the street and go get in their face and tell them, I want a boyfriend. But you do need to be willing to say it to the universe, because the universe is listening. The universe is listening to everything you say out loud. I don't mean to say, you know, and this is neither here nor there, but I don't mean to say that the universe cannot read your mind. I don't mean to say that. Whether or not the universe can read your mind or not is irrelevant. What I'm saying is that the universe listens to you when you speak out loud. Like I know sometimes when you're in your car, okay, you're in your car and maybe you're singing to the radio in your car. Or maybe you're talking out loud to the person on the radio you're listening to. You've got a DJ or there's some kind of talk radio going on and you're talking out loud in your car to that person. I know some of you do this. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell. But here's the thing. I'm saying that the universe is listening too. That you're in the car by yourself or not, and you're saying stuff out loud as you're driving. And I'm saying to you that the universe is listening. The universe hears every word you say. Now, here's the thing. The universe is listening to you, and the universe is a practical joker. A practical joker. You have to be prepared okay? You have to be prepared, because you say something and the universe provides it. And you have to be careful what you say. You've heard people say many, many, many times, be careful what you ask for. Why? Because the universe just may give it to you. And the universe knows that sometimes we say we want something and we don't really want it. Or we say we want something, but the way we say it, it's not landing like how we actually want it. So I'll give you an analogy, okay? Just so you know, because I know you might be listening to me. You might not be. I might be speaking to the air, to the nothingness in the world. That's fine. I'll build up an audience, and then you'll be wishing that you had the space to listen to me. However, I enjoy movies, and I use movie analogies a lot. So the movie analogy I'm going to use right now comes from an animated feature made by Walt Disney, who, by the way, is knocking it out of the park these days with these movies. Black Panther, I am so through with Walt Disney. They kicked it out of the park with that movie. Wonderful movie. Well, they made a movie years ago. Gosh, I don't even know how many years ago, but it was a while ago. It's called Aladdin. And that movie was an animated feature, and it starred Robin Williams voicing the voice of the genie in that movie. And it was a musical, so, you know, periodically people would burst into song, you know. When Alibaba had them 40 thieves, Shahrazad had a thousand tails. So what I want to share with you from that movie, which is, I use this a lot in my coaching, this analogy, and this song that the genie sung in the motion picture Aladdin. This song, the genie sang to Aladdin when he first popped out of the lamp, and Aladdin rubbed the lamp, a genie pops out and says, dude, you scored. You get three wishes. Ask for three wishes, anything you want, anything you want. And Aladdin was confused, like, what? Three wishes? Ooh, what? And so Aladdin, to clear him and to get him to understand what's going on, the genie sang to Aladdin, and the song he sang was called You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me. Now, I'm not going to sing that song to you. I sung the first two stanzas, but I'm just going to tell you the words, because the words are what I want you to notice. Now, it's not the whole song, but it's just a portion of the beginning of the song, because it's just it demonstrates the things I'm speaking to. So I'm going to read the lyrics to you and what it is I want you to pick up on, and then I'm going to tell you why it's an analogy in this whole conversation about living your life inside of yes. So, but Master, you in luck. Because up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic that never fails. You got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and how. See, all you got to do is rub that lamp. And I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life, it's your restaurant. I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shah. Say what you wish. It's yours, true dish. How about a little more baklava? Have some of column A. Try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. All right, so it goes on. It does. There's more to this song. But I want to stop there, because this is what I'm pointing to. This is what I'm saying. The universe is, you know, offering you whatever you want. The universe is your maitre d'. Life is your restaurant, and the universe is your maitre d'. When the universe says to you, what can I whip up for you? What would you like? You answer with what you want. You would not walk into a restaurant, at least I hope you wouldn't, sit down and say, I don't want pancakes and I don't want eggs. I don't want blueberries and don't serve me any punch. And go down a laundry list of what you don't want to the waiter. You wouldn't do that. I hope you wouldn't do that. Because that's absurd. When you go to a restaurant, you sit down and the waiter hands you the menu. The first thing you do, I hope the first thing you do, is you look at the menu for what you want, for what you like, for what appeals to you. You take a look and then you look up at the waiter or the waitress and you say, bring me some of that or bring me some of that ba-ba-ba. I'll take some of that la-la-la. You order whatever it is that you want, and you don't sit there and worry about whether or not you're going to get it. You know that the waiter or the waitress, whoever this is in front of you, is going to bring it because that's the way it works. It works like that. You get what you want, you get what you ask for, and that's how life works too. You manifest whatever it is you need to manifest because the universe provides no matter what. And you need to believe that because the belief of it, the relationship to it, is what it's all about. It's what it's all about. Your relationship to the conversation that I'm having with you, with the universe, that I'm asking for X, I'm going to get X. Why? Because the universe promises that you can have what you want. All you have to do is ask. And you have to be willing to take the actions correlate with your having that thing. That's the science of yes. So you may have questions about that. You may have yeah, but about that. You may have anything that might be there for you to say about that, whatever that is. I'm with you. I understand you. I'm related to you. You got it, okay? But what I want you to know is that I promise you that if you take this on, if you act accordingly inside your life, if you show up in life ready to manifest that which you want, you'll know that you can have it. You'll know that you can get it. You'll know that life is designed to provide what you need, what you want, anything, anywhere, anytime. You can have what you want. So let me know where you're at about all this. It's not just that I'm on the air, you know, once a week ranting about the science of yes. I'm a coach. I can coach you. And my clients get results. They get results because I understand that they do so. And if you're someone who has a boss that, you know, you relate to with fear and trepidation, intimidation, and wariness, then this is the opportunity for me to coach you to either start your own business and be your own boss, or to generate what you need to generate, to stand up to your boss and be heard, be counted, be related to as someone who contributes. I can do that for you too. The science of yes is about you manifesting what you want in life. I'll say it again. The science of yes is about you manifesting what you want in life. That it shows up in your life, in your environment, wherever it is that you see it, it shows up. So my invitation to you is to have it show up where you want it, when you want it, how you want it. And you can argue for not that. You can argue for, I've tried to be positive mindset, Pamela. I've tried for so long. I've tried to be civil to my boss. He is just such a jerk. I've tried to have things go my way, and it just won't go my way. I've tried. What do I do about that? How do I relate to that? Help me, Pamela. I don't know what to do. All right. I hear you. No problem. Try it for 3 months, 90 days. Try my way for 90 days. I can walk you through a program where you get value and you start to alter and transform the areas of your life that you feel that you're not producing the results that you're planning to produce. Try my plan, the healthy, wealthy, and wise plan. And at the end of 3 months, at the end of 90 days, at the end of your journey, we'll go step by step to see what it took for you to get where you're at, how you made those results possible, so that you don't go through 3 months of training and then look up and you're not sure how you got where you are. We want to make sure you know how you got where you are. We want to make sure you're getting everything you want in life. So I'm Pam Heath. I'm the Yes Coach. I've got a lot of you know, really powerful advice for you about how to manifest in life and how to get the things you want. Life shows up the way it shows up. But, you know, you don't have a whole lot to say about how life shows up, but you have everything to say about who you're going to be in life when it's showing up the way it's showing up. If you have any questions, you can feel free to call me. The number is 323-642-1207. This is Blog Talk Radio, and I'm a proud guest of Community Spirit Talk. I'm a guest of Community Spirit Talk because I am someone who appreciates and values the New Age Guild, their ability to provide Spirit Talk Radio and have me be on here once a week, be able to tell people what I believe, what my philosophy is, and how I can support you and what you are up to in life. Because whatever it is that you're up to in life, you can damn well be up to it to the best of your ability, and the universe will respond. I promise you this. So I just picked up a caller. Let me see here. Hi, good evening. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm great. I love your topic. I listen every week, actually, but I don't call it.
That's all right.
And I love what you were saying, and I realized something. So as you were saying, the universe is almost like a restaurant, kind of. So you're placing your order, but you're not worrying about if they're doing it right, when is it going to come out. You're just expecting it.
Yes.
What I think could be the issue with me or people is, how do you ask? Is it just you're asking verbally, or is it because according to, say, for example, Esther and Jerry Hicks, it's all about, you know, vibration, or like attracts like, feelings attract more feelings. So I think maybe, is it in the asking or is it in the receiving that most people are having a issue?
I say it's in the asking, Katie. I think that for a lot of people, you're absolutely dead on right when you say that a lot of people struggle with the asking, because you'll notice, like, we'll stay inside the analogy of the restaurant. Like, you go to, you know, lunch with friends, and then let's say there's 3 or 4 of you, and you sit down, and maybe you've never been at this restaurant before, but you've heard things about it, and you've heard that it's great, and you open the menu, and everything looks wonderful. Everything looks like, oh, my God, I could eat this whole menu right now, you know, but you only get to 1 or 2 items. So you're looking at the items, you're trying to decide what you want, and then the girl next to you orders. And she orders this, and you look up and you go, oh, I like that, what she ordered. I think I might get what she's getting. And then the guy sitting next to her, he orders. And then you look up and you think, oh, my God, look what he's getting. I think I want some of that. You're looking at the other people because you're confronted by your choice. And, you know, what we do as human beings is we decide that we're not good enough to make the choice for ourselves. So we look around and we try to figure out, who can help me? Who can, oh, what they're doing looks good. I think I'll do that. Or, so you think that's good? Okay, I'll do that. And they don't take the time to look within to see what's really there for themselves. They don't trust their intuition. They don't trust their inner mind. And I think that the acting is the most important part. The receiving is important, too. I spoke earlier of Catherine Ponder, who wrote the book Open Your Mind to Receive Prosperity. Mm-hmm. It's the receiving is also very important because you have to be open to receive. One mistake that people do make is that they ask for something, okay, but they're not open to receive it, however it comes. For instance, I'll give you the prime example of that is relationship. I coach people all the time on this. They say they want the perfect relationship. They have painted a picture in their mind of the perfect man or woman. Yet, they're not open to receive that person however they show up. They think that that person's going to, I don't know, drop in like a Navy SEAL. I don't know how they think they're going to come. You know, they're watching out for them in this path, and so they're blind, their back is turned to the path this person's actually coming.
Okay.
You have to be open to receive this person. One of the things, I've coached many people in creating and manifesting a relationship. The best way to manifest a relationship, if you don't already have one and you're looking for the person, you don't know them, you haven't met them yet, is to get out in the world and start meeting men or start meeting women. You've got to do that. I mean, that's critical because they don't drop in the living like Navy SEALs. They don't. They're out there walking around. They're walking into Raft or Albertsons. They're running around in 24-hour fitness, or they're at the post office. Or they're out there in the world, and you have to get out there and look for them. And you're going to have to let them know that you are looking. You have to be willing to let people know, I'm looking for a partner. And that means you don't get to close yourself off when you go out in public, which most people do. If you want a relationship, you got to be open. You got to smile and look at people and let them know, hey, open for business over here. You got to let them know because they're looking too.
That's what
true. I mean when I say that people don't trust their inner spirit. They don't trust their inner self. So because they don't trust it, they're not open to receive. So they're not asking and they're not open to receive. And that's why many times they're not able to manifest the things that they want.
Okay, so you feel like basically if someone wants to say, for example, someone wants to receive, say, the man or say $1 million, what if they have resistance to believing it's possible?
First of all, $1 million is possible. It happens to people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There are
support
groups for people. I don't know if you knew this. This is common knowledge. Who win the lottery? There are people.
Oh, really? There's support groups for them?
Yes. There's support groups. They win the lottery. There's people all over the nation who win the lottery, millions of dollars, okay? You're talking about somebody who couldn't even pay their gas bill, and a week later they've got millions of dollars in the bank, and they completely go, like, bananas. They don't know what to do because having a lot of money is not all it's cracked up to be. There are a lot of things that come along with having money, and many of them don't manage it well. They spend it all, and then they're broke, and they don't know what to do with themselves. Like, they were doing just fine, struggling from paycheck to paycheck before they won the lottery. But after I've read different case studies, because I'm also a prosperity coach, I coach people in managing their money. I help people clean up their credit. I support people in turning their lives around. And so I research, I study this, and I've read cases of people who win the lottery. They win millions of dollars, and they go around spending it. Like, some of them will buy apartment buildings, you know, because they had trouble paying their rent, so now they want to own an apartment building. And then they run it into the ground, they lose it, they lose their money, they buy boats, they buy planes, because they're sitting there with all these millions of dollars, and they don't know how to manage it, they don't know what to do with it, so they spend it all, and then there's no more money. And now what do you do?
Well, you could win the lottery again.
Yeah, well, so it sounds funny. There are people who are multiple lottery winners. Now, I have never won the lottery. I play all the time, and I've won money. I mean, the most I've ever won in one time was $100. And I have a cousin who won $500. So there's money to be won, and I've won it. But I'm going to tell you something. There are people walking around the planet today that are multiple lottery winners. They've won the lottery multiple times. They win $1 million here, $1 million there. There's just some people just got it like that, okay? But the whole point that I'm making is not about winning the lottery. It's about people who don't know how to manage money. They think they do. They think that their problems will be resolved if only they had a bunch of money. If only somebody would put $10 million in their bank account, it would all turn out. Life would be just peachy, you know, creamy. But it's not true. Having a lot of money has its own, you know, headache. I have two clients who are part of the 1%. They're wealthy. And they're no more happy. And I'm perfectly honest with you, they're actually decidedly more unhappy than a lot of people that you might know of. They have more resources so they can go to the doctor and get more pills than you can. You know, but the reality is they're no more happy. They're not. They're no more happy than you are.
But what I'm saying is, so say if someone wanted that, and they're requesting from the universe, I'm ready to receive $1 million. I'm allowing $1 million in my life. I want $1 million in my life. So say if that was what they wanted. So are they, once they request it, are they just to let the, you know, follow their intuition? Or is it like they have to see if they have any resistance to it? Like, are you, you know, like, you know, are they willing to accept it in their life easily? You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, and the answer is yes. Yeah. You have to be open to receive it, and there's two parts of science of yes. You have to be willing to say it, like you just did, like for real. I want $1 million. I want it by this date. I'm open to receive it. Bring it to me. And then the second piece, you have to be willing to take the action correlate with that. So, like, if you're waiting for $1 million, then how would you be living your life? Would you be being powerful, confident, and great in life? Or would you be waking up nervous, worried, and anxiety-ridden? If you had $1 million coming, like you knew for a fact, let's just say that you had knowledge, like a crystal ball or in science fiction, somebody from the future came back and told you, on this date you're going to get $1 million. Let's just say that. Let's just say it was you. And you're getting $1 million on this date at this time. Would you be behaving in a different way, knowing for a fact that $1 million is coming into your bank account on this day at this time?
I think I would just be so happy. I would just be over the moon happy.
You'd be over the moon happy because it's guaranteed that you're going to be getting $1 million. And I promise you, there are some actions you'd be taking in your life to receive that $1 million. You'd be poised to, ready to buy certain things. You'd be sitting around budgeting. There are actions that you would be taking, Katie, correlate to knowing that $1 million is coming. Do you follow?
Yes, I definitely would. I would definitely figure out what banks I want the money in. I would figure out where I want to live at. Definitely get rid of all the clothes I don't want. I won't be wearing them anymore.
Your actions would be immediately correlate to that money coming. Okay?
Right.
And what I'm saying is you have to be willing to manifest money and be open and taking the actions correlate with you knowing that money is coming. You're waiting for somebody to give you some kind of guarantee. And I'm saying you are the one who's guaranteeing it. You are the one that's manifesting it. It's kind of like, I don't know how long it's been. I'm sure you've seen The Secret, the film. I don't know how long it's been since you've seen that film, The Secret. But one of the things that people, they watch that film or they read the book and they don't get the second part. Okay? The first part's very clear. Think about it and you can make it happen. That part's clear. Everybody gets that part. But people mostly miss the second part. The second part is that you are operating with the faith and the belief, this is coming. This is a done deal.
Right.
You know, you do not have doubt. You do not say, well, let me just wait and see. You know, I just asked for it. The universe is going to give it. Just like if you went into Marie Callender, sat down and ordered a piece of pie, you will be waiting for your pie, and you know it's coming. Because you ordered it.
You know what I did? You ever heard of Shatiki Gawain? She has a book called Creative Visualization.
Yes.
Do you know that book?
I do. I know that book.
Well, one time I wanted to move, and I used to go sit on this avenue where with cars coming by, nice trees, and I would just imagine. I had her book out, and I would just do the exercises in it, and I would imagine having a car, having a home, and I didn't have any money, and I manifested the money, the car, everything in 2 weeks.
Good for you.
Yeah, but I want to do it again.
So I know I was able to do it. The reason why you haven't done it again is because you didn't have that faith that you had that day. First of all, I'm going to tell you a little secret, okay? There's this little thing that I teach people. It's about attachment, okay? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like this desperate thing that we feel sometimes where we're attached to the result. Like it has to be, oh, my God, I got to have this. Oh, my God, oh, my God. And you get desperate. Do you know the feeling?
Yeah. I kind of had already, like, lost the money I had, and I just felt like, okay, well, this is the situation I'm in. I only could go up from here. So I wasn't right. I wasn't, even though I was there, I didn't feel desperate. I don't know. Maybe I felt at peace with what everything that had happened.
You were at peace when you manifested what you did manifest.
Yeah.
When we desperation in that we're, it's hard to manifest in that energy. You know, it's
right.
Kind of like what I
think about that.
Life is energy. And when you resonate inside of desperation, that's negative energy and the universe won't respond. Remember, the universe is like a restaurant. And when you go in and sit down and order, you got to order casually. The universe is a practical joker. And if you order in a certain, you know, energy, it will respond in kind.
Yeah, you know what? I wasn't sure because what I was saying that was before, I didn't have it was a more of a peaceful environment. It wasn't like I had to move or anything like that. So where I'm staying at now is a little toxic. And it's like, oh, gosh, I really, really, really want to move. So it's kind of, I guess it's, I have a different energy about it.
Exactly.
I thought it was the people, but now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it's my energy.
The energy and what you're resonating at. Now, if you're in a toxic environment, then I urge you to manifest getting yourself out, and how you take that on is be consistent, okay, with your goals and your desires every day. Take some time, and I recognize mm-hmm. that you're in a toxic environment. Find a way to be not in that energy, to be off by yourself, even if you have to go in the bathroom and close the door and lock it.
Yeah.
So somewhere you can be for a few minutes in peace and serenity, and then manifest, just as you did when you did that in the past. Just take a moment, sit calmly. I like to burn candles when I manifest, and some people are not into that, but I'm really into candles. When I'm manifesting money, I burn green candles. When I'm manifesting peace, because I desire peace when there's an environment where things are toxic, I burn a yellow candle. When I'm looking for healing, I burn a purple candle. You know, sometimes a red.
I do candles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I will go in there. Now, like I said, I know what it's like to be in a toxic environment. You want to get in an energy where you are generating the environment energy. And you want to be just like you were like that when you manifested the house and the car and the money. You want to be peaceful. You want to be excited. You want to be present and fully connected to that which you are manifesting. And if what you're manifesting is another place to live, try very hard to be specific. You know, because you have to be careful mm-hmm. with manifesting. Because, if don't be afraid to say what you want. If you want a house of your own, 2-3 bedrooms, you want it to be in this neighborhood, just say that's what you want. And don't be shy. Don't act like, well, if you can manage it, would you mind? None of that. Be bold. Be powerful. This is what I want. This shall be. I love to say that all the time when
this
I manifest.
Shall
things.
Be.
This shall
I like
be.
That.
You
that's
know?
Powerful. You're kind of owning it. I like that.
Exactly. And, you know, like I said, I understand if you're in a toxic environment, you do not want to do this around people who are being negative and naysayers. You want to get out of that energy and generate your own energy field when you're manifesting it. And try to do it every day, even if it's only for a minute, every day.
Used to do. I used to go to this area, sit there. It was a outside area every day and just do it there every day. And I had her book, and I would just imagine having it, and then I would write it, say it, and then release it to the universe.
It works. I'm telling you, I coach people all the
time.
Yeah,
it did.
It worked. And, you know, no matter what's going on in your environment, I don't care about those negative individuals. It doesn't matter. They cannot match your power. They cannot. I don't care who they are. You're
right.
More powerful than they are. So, you know, just tolerate it for now and then keep manifesting and you'll get out of there, I promise.
Well, I will definitely call you back and let you know. But thank you so much. You're such a blessing.
You're
thank quiet. You.
I bless you.
Thank
and
you.
I wish you the best. Okay? All right,
yes,
darling.
Have a great
take
night.
Care.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we're coming up on the end of the show, and I'm so excited that Katie's able to take this on and go and manifest for herself the perfect home environment. And I encourage you out there who are listening to take that on as well. Your happiness is your birthright. Your abundance and prosperity, you have earned it. You came into the world deserving of it. So don't be afraid to ask for what you want, and don't be afraid to take the actions that are correlate that match the thing that you're asking for. If you're asking for a new home environment, then don't be afraid to go out and buy things for your new home. Go out and get rid of, you know, create, you know, the space for new beginnings. Don't be afraid to do that. I'm Pam Heath. I'm the Yes Coach, and I provide you with my technology, the science of yes. Join me here every week, Thursdays at 9 p.m. You're welcome to call in with questions, 323-642-1207, or you can reach out to me at my website at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoach4u.com. I'd love to speak to you again. Check in with me every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I had a wonderful evening, and I hope that you do the same. God bless you, and I will talk to you next week. Say yes. Good night.